Hi there, my name is Michael Bailey, and ER has asked me to take a few minutes and talk to you folks about TQ coaching, what's involved, what's about, and all those kind of good things. And let me give you my background here quickly. Since about 1990, I've been a speaker, a trainer, a motivator in business, doing seminars and workshops across the United States. I sold coaching for Dennis Waitley, Zig Ziglar, Ken Blanchard, also Peter Lowe. And then I've been involved in coaching as well, the coaching side of it, for about the last 10 years or so. And I've observed people over the years as to why. Why do they get involved with coaching? Why do they decide at some point to get a coach or a mentor? And it is really a particular kind of person that does that, that gets involved. And it's kind of one of those things, well, could, you know, is coaching good for anybody? Yes, it is. But at the same time, it's not for everybody. It could be. Everybody could benefit by it, but in some other ways it's not, because it's a readiness issue really here. Readiness. ER has come up with a great model, kind of a ladder, you might say, a progression about personal development that I think is very, very wise. It's very, very insightful. And that first level is entertainment. People read stuff. They read like Chicken Soup and these different motivational books and quotes and so on and so forth, because it's kind of entertaining. It's kind of interesting. Next level is, well, gosh, you know, this is entertaining, but how does it really work? And they get into it and they start learning about it. They start getting an education about it. So they start knowing a lot of stuff. Then there's another level of it, which is really about training. Training is all about, well, now you got to get in and start doing the work. The teleseminars that TQ puts on is all about training. Then there's another level, and that level is working with somebody one-on-one. That's working with a coach that now says, okay, here's the problem, go do this, fix it, now just go do that and get that done. And then there's another aspect about coaching, which is mentoring. It's the remedial kind of stuff. Hey, I'm really stuck, I don't know what to do, I'm da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's then working with somebody who's a mediator that says, okay, let's get in here and take a look at this, get you back on track so that you can really take care of these different things and get back to the coaching and just get it done. That's what that's really all about. So there is a progression here. And in that progression, people recognize or realize at some point that they just cannot do it alone. That's the fact. There's very, very few people that come into TQ coaching that haven't done a lot of reading with Zig Ziglar or Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, any of these guys that are out there. They've done a lot of reading, listening to their tapes and CDs and on and on and on, gone to seminars. But at some point they realize, yeah, I'm doing everything I know to do, but I just can't do it on my own. I really do need assistance. I need somebody who can give me an outside point of view, some objective feedback and insight and so on. And I'll talk about those different things that coaches do and mentors do here in a few moments. But they just recognize, again, bottom line, done my best, I can't do it alone. Now, what's interesting about that is that there are those people that think that they have got it together. They think that they have figured it out, or they have enough of it together that they don't need the help. And if you take a look at human history and how people really do learn and grow and develop, that is just not true. We always, all of us, need help in one way or another. Getting to the next level. Nobody can do it alone. Nobody ever does it alone. That's why you've got great athletes like Tiger Woods or Michael Phelps or other great people in business and in science and so on and so forth that recognize they needed somebody to be there to work with them, to assist them, a coach, a mentor, if you will, that just helps them get out of not knowing and not being able to do effectively, and gets them into doing their very best, becoming their very best, to create wonderful things in their lives. And those are wise people. Now, where do people get stuck? Well, there are some people, they're very, very smart people usually, that think that they're smart enough that they just should be able to put it together themselves. They're smart, they're intelligent, they're all that kind of stuff. They should be able to just do it themselves. And yet, if they're honest with themselves, they recognize, I'm not. But they keep stuck in this idea, this rational thought of, I just should be able to do it alone. Well, that's not a very rational thought, you might look at it, if you stand back and say, well, if you've not been able to do it so far yourself and you're struggling with it still, what's rational about thinking that you're going to be able to do it? The answer is nothing. There are other people that very heartfelt people. They care about people. They're always putting other people first, putting themselves last, and so they're big-time givers, and they never kind of put themselves first in their lives. They never give themselves a chance because they're always out there taking care of other people, providing for others, and looking out after others. They kind of just put themselves in the last position in everything. So at the end of the day, when all is said and done, there's no time, no energy, nothing left for them. But they keep thinking, you know, I just ought to be able to do this myself on my own, and I shouldn't be one of those people that needs the help because I am the helper. That's a silly notion when you take a look at it. You know, if these other people need help, why would you not need help? There are other people that just get too narrow. They get too constricted in their dreaming and their possibilities and their doing. They need somebody to come and, you know, break down the walls and, hey, you know, there's a lot bigger world out there. There's a lot more possibilities out there. You're a lot smarter, more capable, more talented than you realize. Let's open it up. Let's take a look at what the bigger world is all about for you. And let's get you taking action to go out there and live in a very exciting, dynamic, fulfilling way for yourself. Oftentimes there's people who are leaders in their organizations, managers, owners, business owners, supervisors, and so on. They often think, well, you know, I got to be the person who puts on the strong front. I can't let anybody know that I'm weak, that I have my faults, or they may find out, you know, really who I am. Good grief, if they found out who I am, you know, then it'd all be over. I'm just doing this to, you know, get by, to figure out how, you know, faking it till I make it kind of a thing. Those people need somebody. There's a confidant that can help to take listen to them, be a sounding board for them, if you will, and help them figure things out so they can be more effective in the role of a leader, whatever kind of leader that might be. There are people that are very creative, have got lots and lots of ideas, but somehow life kind of gets out of control. They start lots of things, but they don't really know how to follow through and complete things. But they got lots of ideas, and they're thinking, gosh, I ought to be able to do this on my own myself. What's the problem here? Then we got people that are just kind of so into just doing it and doing it and doing it. They look at education and learning and all kind of stuff as, you know, well, you know, I just ought to be able to do it. Well, the problem is if you're doing it and you're doing it the way you're supposed to be doing it, you'd be at the level you're supposed to be doing it at, but you're not. So these are the kind of things that people get tangled up in their own minds about, you know, why I don't need a coach or, you know, that kind of stuff. So take a look at that. I mean, are you one of those people? Are you one of those people who get stuck in these ineffectual ways of thinking? One of these people get stuck in an ineffectual way of examining and analyzing what's really going on and you know, thinking, justifying that you're doing the best you can and that's as good as it's going to get. When in fact, if you had some sort of assistance, things would change, and they really would change. They would change in dramatic ways if you come in dedicated, committed to do the work. Now, what is a coach exactly? What is a mentor? Let's take a look at some of these words here to give you a better idea. Coach is somebody that says, okay, this is what you do. Go do that now. Get it corrected, and let's move on to the next thing. It's very much of an immediate take action kind of a thing. A mentor is a little bit different than that. They're the person, again, that stands back and takes a look at what's the problem. There may be some second or third layer kind of issues that are going on, and let's address those things. Let's get those things taken care of. Then let's get you back on track, working as a coach with you so that you're back into doing it, taking care of it, and moving on. Another thing about a coach or a mentor is somebody who's a facilitator, makes things easier, simplifies the process, helps you see, let's not take this great big step, let's break it down into smaller steps so that you step by step by step, these little baby steps you might say, learn how to get control of these different skills, these different ways of working, thinking, working things through so that you master them. They become just a natural part because you've been facilitated in making it easier. Another aspect again about coaching is that outside objective point of view. None of us can see ourselves objectively. Let's just get that clearly stated. None of us can. And the reason is because when we are looking at ourselves, we are the subject. If we are the subject, then we can't by definition be objective because we are it. We can't be it looking at it kind of a thing through the microscope. So we need somebody who's objective, who's on the outside, being able to look at us insightfully, with wisdom, with experience, and so forth, to help us see ourselves more objectively, whether it's, you know, seeing our strengths more clearly or seeing the weaknesses that we have, and then how to address them. Also, an accountability figure, somebody who will hold you accountable to get the work done that you're assigned to do, that asks you, well, why didn't this get done? What did you do? What did you not do? What did you allow to get in your way? Or what did you do to get in your way to keep that from happening? Also, a sounding board. Lots of times we need to bounce ideas off of another person that's not going to all caught up in us, in our lives, emotion, like a spouse or a coworker or a friend. You know, they have a tough time seeing that at times, but can stand back and say, okay, let's take a look at this. Let's do some brainstorming. Let's do some role playing here. Tutor, somebody who teaches you, who educates you, specifically you and how you work and how you learn. somebody who's a guide, somebody who's been through the territory themselves, somebody who's taken many other people through this territory so that they understand it very well. And because they understand it very well, they're able to guide you through it. Somebody also who is a supporter, a cheerleader, you might say, hey, come on, you can do it. You can make this thing happen. You can get through this. You can make this happen for yourself. You can do it well, do it really, really well. It's going to turn out great. And then somebody who, again, is along that same kind of line, a motivator, somebody who encourages you, and somebody who prods and pokes, and sometimes it comes down a little bit. Hey, this is a bunch of nonsense. You're not getting this done. You need to get this done and get on it now. Stop wasting your time. Stop wasting this and just get on it. Stop acting like that you can't do it. Get on and get it done. So this is a little bit about what a coach is about. It's a powerful relationship. And I've noticed over the years that as people get in and they do the work, and that's one of the things that people ask, well, how do I know it's going to work? What kind of guarantee do you have for me? Well, let's be honest with you. You are the guarantee. Now you're going to be doing the work, but this time with a coach, with a mentor, somebody who is that facilitator, that accountability figure, that person who's encouraging you, person who is holding you accountable, sounding board, all those kinds we've talked about. So there's a different part of the recipe here that's been changed. There's a different dynamics. There's a different ingredient. There's a different process that's going on now with that coach there. So the question is, will you do the work? Because people who do the work, people who have always done the work, have always gotten the answers, who have always gotten the changes that they've wanted to get if they do the work. So that's the issue here. Will it work? The answer is absolutely. It will absolutely work every single time if you get in and you do the work. The challenge here is simply this. You have to take a look at yourself and ask yourself, are you getting out of your life, out of your career, out of your family, out of whatever things that you're involved in? Are you getting out of it what you want? Are you satisfied? Are you fulfilled? Are you happy? Do you have the peace of mind? Do you have that sense of success and confidence and belief in yourself that you need to have? And if you don't, and you're doing everything that you can, honestly, and again, if you knew how to do it, you really would be doing it already. It's not around one of those things like I'm getting ready to get ready so that one of these days I can actually get ready to get ready. Then I'll be ready to do it when I get ready. I think, maybe, possibly, I should be, but then maybe again, no. But if you're really at that point, you're saying enough is enough. I'm ready. Let's get on it. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. And I'm ready to do that now, today, starting right now with the TQ coach and mentor. That's what it's all about.